Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a plastic surgeon in Miami who's now offering Botox injections out of his home garage.
Okay.
Yeah, you drive in, you get the injection, and drive out without ever leaving the car.
This doesn't sound shady at all.
No. Takes 5 minutes. Only costs you $600, everybody.
Wow.
Boy, I do not value beauty that much.
You don't want to get Botox?
Do you know how much for $600, how many board games I could buy?
One.
No, not one.
You could pack one on Kickstarter.
I was about to say, what do you get as an incentive on Kickstarter?
Yeah. No, I mean, I could go really crazy on Kickstarter and get between 4 and 6 games, and that's going really crazy, where like everything's painted in gold.
But wouldn't you want your face to look like a Snapchat filter?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Of course I do. Here he is talking about his drive-through Botox.
Real quick. It's real convenient. It's like, you know, boom, boom, Botox. The areas that we inject Botox are the upper face, exactly the parts of the face that aren't covered by the mask.
Oh, yes, of course. You still want to look beautiful even though a mask is covering your face. I think, isn't that the problem? In general, I think we're focusing on the wrong thing. Like, if I have to wear a mask because of a pandemic, maybe I shouldn't be worrying so much about my physical appearance and focus on maybe other things.
Deep brow.
Yeah. I think that really is...
People still want to look 5 years younger.
Yeah. They
and then eventually look like a plastic toy.
Yeah. Bless you, my son. Yeah. I'm happy that I have always considered myself ugly. I'm really happy about that because I don't have to try. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't even have to worry about
it. Okay, if you were going to get something done.
Yes.
What would you do?
Ooh.
And we're not talking some, like, you know, low-budget garage drive-thru thing. Like, you're going to go see the best. They're going to take care of you. It's going to be top-of-the-line, high-quality plastic surgery.
Circumcised for BJ.
Oh, I didn't know you spoke on behalf of BJ's dog.
I was just saying, I feel like that's where it's going to be.
Well, I don't need to ask you now, huh?
No, I guess we're done. Good.
You know, a little snip snip?
Yeah. If let me speak for Danny, I would get my head removed.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Because I don't use what's in it anyway, so.
Well, I'd maybe get him some taste buds, because, you know, clearly bad taste of pizza.
And he's, well, because he sprays his mouth with Axe.
That is I never thought about that.
I think I would get some hair.
Get some hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want enough hair to where I looked like the amount of hair that I had about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I want it short and manageable that I don't have to do anything to it. I can just get out of bed and it pretty much does itself.
I was listening to a recent podcast. I think it was the guy, Lou Gowers, the wrestler. I think it was him. And he convinced somebody in his family that when someone gets hair implants, they get the hair from the butthole.
from that part of the body.
And that's the hair that they put on a human's head to get it.
How much hair does he think is down there that you could fill your head?
Well, he was just effing with people to see how gullible they are. Well, he said that to, I think, a family member. And then the next time they were at a family gathering, someone in their family or a friend of a family had hair implants. And that person started talking like as if they knew what they were talking about. Like, you know where he gets that hair from? And he said, from the butt. And everyone's like, you're an idiot, you're an idiot. And he's like, he told me that was it. And he's like, I was just effing with you. You're the idiot that actually
played.
Wow. Like, that's, it's not like it grows like hair down. You know, you can't like.
Well, it would be very curly.
Right, you can't grow long hair.
Yeah, you can't grow long hair from that area. I mean, or like I said, or it's just very, very curly.
It's funny you say hair because that was the one that like kind of popped into my head. I saw like some company that does like those, it's not tattoos,
yeah.
But they're like the little. They're almost like little tattoos to make it look like you have stubble.
Oh, those
on
little
your
dots.
Head.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And I saw, I'm trying to find it.
I think that's a great idea for bald spots where you still do have hair, but it's so thin that if you had those dots, it would be dark enough that it would be camouflage.
Yeah, some company, SMP Inc. in Seattle, followed me on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, let me look at their stuff. I mean, when you look at the stuff, it's. It looks great.
Oh, yeah, it just looks like you have stubble.
And it's great for women.
Yeah.
I like how, like, you know, if you have thin hair, obviously it's more of an issue for a female, I think, than a male, or like a scar where you want to have it removed. And, like, yeah, they just put little dots. But I like the ones where they'll put, like a fake part in your hair.
Oh, that's wild.
I kind of want to do one of those.
Yeah.
But my wife would not be okay with that.
Oh, she wouldn't be okay with a fake part?
But what's his face? The goalie for the Sounders. Stefan, was it Fry?
Fry. Oh, Fry's got it?
I guess he had some thinning in like in the front of his hair, so he did it just to hide the thinning.
Oh, that looks that looks great. That's what I'm talking about. See, that.
And they were like, yeah, we weren't going to share this, but he told us that we could share it because he was just so impressed by what they did.
That's great. See, that's what I would... I'd like to do that, but I have so many spots. It's like, I think it's just I'm fighting a losing battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fortunately, like, my wife is like, I like you with the way that your hair is now, as long as you shave it consistently. I'm like, all right, well, what am I worried about?
Every time I see
pictures. At the end of the day, well, who am I trying to impress?
I have to say, I don't know if, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's because you look better or I'm just used to you, but I when I see pictures of you with hair, it's weird.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I
kind of want to have... I would love to, like, just grow it long once. Just to, like, let it flow.
Oh, you'd be like... You look like the hippie guy. It'd be great. You'd look perfect. Like the skullet.
Then I can wear tie-dyes in confidence.
Oh,
you still
right.
can.
Yeah, I feel like I need long hair to have a really rock the tie-dye.
What was the longest your hair ever... Like, both of you ever have grown?
Oh, I'm a kid of the 70s. It was down by my shoulders.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You had the mullet, and the mullet went... down past my neck.
Nice.
And then for a while I was obsessed with Mike Patton from Faith No More, so I had shaved all around my head except for like the top and let it flow over, and that went down to my chin.
Nice.
So it was just
cool. Awesome. I want to see these pictures.
Yeah.
There's not many pictures of that style because my mom was very embarrassed by it, so she didn't take any pictures of me. And we didn't have cell phones, so I couldn't take pictures of myself.
And I don't have a lot of pictures of me either, but it was just long and stringy and straight. It wasn't a good look. Some of my dude friends, when they let their hair grow long, it was impressive because they had thick hair that was wavy.
Yeah.
So it really, it went not just down, it went everywhere, but it looked good. And my hair was just like spaghetti on my head. It's like you just dumped a bowl of spaghetti on my head. It was not good.
But on the flip side, it's so nice in the mornings not to have to worry about any, like,
I agree with that.
Anything.
That's why you put me on the spot, but I wouldn't even do that because like you said, it's so easy just to go, hey, I'm gonna do anything. I get up.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm ready for work.
I've had the same bottle of shampoo because, I mean, do I have a little hair? I've had the same bottle, I think, for 10 years.
I don't remember the last time I used shampoo.
I use shampoo for my beard.
I just use soap all over, baby.
I don't know. I was told it's good for your scalp, so I just never use soap for my scalp, but you're probably right. I don't know what to do. There's probably no difference.
All right, Rev.
What would you do if you would do any sort of cosmetic surgery? What would it be on?
Probably lipo,
good call. I forgot about that.
I don't want to get super skinny or anything because I don't think I have the frame for that. But I would like to lose the gut and get that kind of cleaned up as well.
I'm too afraid of that though. I've heard some stories. Like of just bad botched lipo and infections.
Oh,
so it's like I don't want to give it a try.
All right, Danny.
I was thinking lipo too, just like to get like the
for what
the abs.
Like, you're super skinny.
Well, I know that was the only thing.
Hey, this is his choice.
Yeah. You're right.
No, no, no. You can poo poo him. He was trying to suggest a circumcision for BJ. So we can poo poo Danny.
And by the way, I would never get a circumcision.
No.
I would never.
Why would you at this point?
Well, you guys have no idea.
And you have no idea.
No. They've scientifically proven that you guys have been robbed of
nerve endings.
Yeah, you've been robbed by this, so that's why I would never get it done.
But you're, but I feel like I have a better opportunities in life as a dong model than you do.
Dong model.
I'm not sure when I'll need to do that.
Dong model.
Don't they just call that a porn star at this point?
I wouldn't do that. That's
You have your standards. You'd be a dong model. You wouldn't be a porn star,
right? If I was like modeling something, like roses.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I forgot. There's an entire trade of dong modeling that all the catalogs, right? It's the Sears catalog.
Look at this nice jewelry.
Yeah, here you go.
As modeled by Steve's dong.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's a lovely blank ring that I want to buy for my sweetie.
No, that's not. I'm not going down adult things. I'm just.
What else would a dong model? You're modeling jewelry
and bracelets.
Rolex.
Yeah. Well, you can't put a ring on it. Put a ring on it, buddy.
He likes to play the field. He doesn't want to be bogged down with a ring.
I get it. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
It's got weird. What about you, Vicky?
I think I would go for a nose job.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I've never liked my nose.
God, your nose is actually very adorable.
It's fine, like, from the front. I just don't like it from the side. I feel like I got a bump, so I kind of look witchy.
Let me see the side.
But witches are cool, I thought.
Yeah, but I'm not feeling
it. It is funny, though, like, what we internalize as being an issue when outside perspective it's like, okay. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to and what not to do, whatever makes you happy if you had the opportunity, but it is funny, like, the perspective of all of us would be to be like, okay, sure, I mean.
And it started off, my aunt took a really unflattering picture of me from the side when I was, like, 17, and so it stuck with me. I'm like, oh, God, I need a different nose. Like, I don't want to go smaller, I just want the bump gone.
That is very bizarre.
Yeah, shave it down.
Yeah. I'm going to have a talk with your father to make sure that this doesn't happen. Because Sarah both talk about what you want to change in your bodies. And as a father, I'm like, no, you don't need to do that. And we don't want
she can do what she wants. She lives on her own.
No, this is where you need fatherly intervention. You don't need to have invasive surgery to fix something that doesn't need to be fixed and it's in your own head.
And this is just based on the hypothetical.
Yeah,
it's
the make-em-ups.
Yeah, like,
but that's something that could be done.
Like, I mean, but I'm not going to pay for it. Like, I'm not going to spend the money.
Tattooed into my head.
Oh, no, you'll be fine with dots. I suggest you should get them all over your face, too.
Oh, just like a hairy looking shaved face.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to look like Sasquatch.
I'm not opposed to that.
Okay.
I'm totally down for that.
I think my wife would say no.
Oh.
I think he's just telling you, Vicky, because Sarah wants so much stuff done.
She wants boob implants.
Yeah.
Sarah, come in here. Some texters were curious of what your answer would be.
Oh, you've hit on the head. It would be boob job.
Would it?
Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah, you don't think it would be like anything else?
All right, well, we'll see.
One texture says, how about you could go for calf implants, just like Johnny Drama from Entourage.
That was a great storyline.
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah, God, Johnny Drama.
When he was like asking other dudes, like, can I see your calves?
What's he done lately? Is it Kevin Dillon is his name? I love that character. I haven't seen him in so long do anything.
I think it's Kevin Dillon.
He's Matt Dillon's brother, I believe. I think it's Kevin Dillon.
I don't know if he's done anything of like massive notoriety. I know he's been in stuff.
He was so good in that role. He was my favorite character. I love Johnny Drama.
No different than like Adrian Grenier or whatever, Vincent Chase.
Aquaman, the real Aquaman.
He should have been.
Yeah.
But like he's done like some like art house films, but for the most part, he has done nothing since. Or even Jerry, really none of them have done much.
Yeah, really. The only
Jerry Ferrara has done some like Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah, well, and I've seen a couple of the other, but of course the famous one is Ari, and I'm forgetting his real name.
Jeremy
Piven. Yeah, Piven. Yeah. But geez, yeah, I feel like Johnny Drama should be in something.
And Eric E. He's directed stuff, but not like also not
and
like
Sloane. I've seen in stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I keep up on her.
That's insane.
She's a good actress.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
All right, your daughter's
she's here. Okay.
Sarah. You guys nailed it. I think the first one I would want for sure is a boob job.
Are you going crazy boobs or are you going like you just...
Probably two cups. Yeah, if you're going to get the surgery, might as well. I'm not going to get them crazy large.
You would do like the girls on Botched where it's like...
No, not like that. Not like that. But definitely noticeably that I have fake boobs.
Right.
And then... Definitely probably get it all like kind of sucked in, kind of like what Danny was saying. So
tighten
everything up. I'm already planning, like I'm saving all my money so I can do this after I have kids. You do know that, BJ. This is happening. And also, I'm recently noticing that I'm starting to age a little. I'm having a crisis this week with it.
Why?
Under my eyes. So I would definitely do this Botox guy if I had the money. Ugh. So I'm doing it all. So by the time I have kids, it is all, I'm going under with everything.
You're
going
to be like a real housewife of Mercer Island.
I sure hope so. They look great, and they're in their 50s.
They don't look great. They look
some
like
some of them take it a little too far.
Yeah, they look like they're not from this planet.
No, some of them are still very cute.
Well, you know, with everything you read on the internet, I mean, that might be a good idea. You could endear yourself to the aliens if you look like you're an alien.
Yes, take me.
You'll have
like
to show me some of the housewives that you think look great. I mean, I don't watch all the shows because there's like a real housewife from every damn town there is.
There is. There's
Which,
a
by
lot
the way,
of them.
During this current situation, boy, those I've talked to Sarah yesterday. I'm like, do we care about any of these real housewife problems? I don't care what they're arguing because like the sound was off and they were like screaming or whatever at each other, and I'm like, I don't know what they think their problem is, but I guarantee you rich white ladies do not have any real problems. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You just don't.
Yeah, it is sometimes good to just watch them and kind of just get into their own drama.
They have real drama. I remember I came home one day, my wife was watching The Real Housewives of Dallas, and they were in a big dramatic issue with each other because one didn't know they were going to a ping pong show, and when they got there, she was mortified.
See?
That's real stuff, BJ.
I really have a moral, personal opinion about that. All those shows. These are people that have never gone through any real struggle, as we've seen that people who have gone through, acting like idiots. If anything, you know, that's the last thing we need to see are white people who have a tremendous amount of gifts and privilege in their life acting like idiots. And that's every one of those shows right now. I honestly don't know how Andy Cohen's going to make a living on Bravo because every one of his shows.
I worry about that every night.
Yeah. I mean, every one of the shows on Bravo pretty much that are like that are right now completely the wrong thing to be out there. In my personal opinion, those shows are just they're demoralizing and they're embarrassing, and I think Andy Cohen's got to rethink that programming because right now those
What's
programs are ridiculous.
Them or a little green child being saved by a guy in a robot outfit. Yeah,
I know.
A green child being saved by a guy in a robot.
Baby Yoda.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, I got you.
The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I
totally missed that.
I totally did not.
I totally didn't know what you were talking about.
He's a green child.
But he's not in a robot outfit. He's wearing armor.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not a robot, dude.
I know he's not a robot, but he looks like he has a robot outfit on.
Okay, honestly, you and my daughter are both agreeing on this, and now I'm embarrassed for both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Someone says, dude, now that you know what Sarah's saving her money for, you should start charging her rent, LOL.
Oh.
That way she can't save the money for all this stuff.
I'm just hoping that things change. I'm going to have you talk to some of your mom's friends
tried to talk to me about it all.
Well,
trust
me. Your mom's never done any of that. Well, I shouldn't say that. Your mom's done a little bit, but nothing but you wanted to.
I have wanted fake boobs since I was 13. It hasn't changed in like 15 years. I don't think it's going to change later on in life, especially when they start sagging and
I have nothing to say about this except that I don't know whose child you are.
Your wife's.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right then. Blame her. Might as well.
I will.
I'm good at blaming other people. Why not? Let's just get let's just keep that going. We got a metal song from the 80s that is a top 20 hit once again, all because of a commercial. What song am I talking about? I'm going to tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You may not remember this, but I do. I was at the tender age of 24 years old when Rat came out with their hit Round and Round.
Round and Round.
36 years ago, it was a big one. And
it was a big one.
It was. It hit like number 18 on the Billboard charts 36 years ago. I remember the tune, one of the big tunes of my time. And it's back because of Geico, which does a really good job with their commercials. And it's a Geico ad where a couple talks about the rat problem in their house. Then it shows Rat performing in their basement, kitchen, and bathroom.
The new house is amazing. So much character.
Original crown molding. Walk-in closets.
We do have a rat problem.
They're in the basement.
At least Geico makes bundling our home and car insurance easy.
It does help us save.
They're in the kitchen.
And the look on a couple's face
is
like...
For bundling made easy, go to geico.com.
Guys look pretty good, actually, I have to say.
Yeah.
The Rat guys have aged well.
Well, I don't know if it's all the original members of Rat. I know the singer is, but I'm not sure which are the original.
Oh, that was the only one that I could see.
They look like a bunch of older. Yeah, but yeah, I mean.
I wish I looked that good.
I mean, you know, I mean, seriously, because we're probably hard
partying and drugs would have done that for you, man.
I know. I should have done more hard partying and drugs. I really ruined my life.
And long hair and jackets without shirts underneath them.
Yeah, that's the one.
These are the answers to all of your questions.
Gosh, I would have looked amazing with a jacket.
Do you think the guys in Wasp are hitting up Geico to be like, do you guys have a Wasp problem too? Please.
Dude, you've just come up with a great follow-up commercial.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And then like Striper, like I don't know, like some like striping home siding.
Well, Striper's a kind of a fish. Can they say they're having a fish problem? Nobody knows what a Striper is, so that probably not.
Yeah,
you go with bees with Striper, right?
That's true because their color scheme was always black and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Like their drums had black and yellow stripes.
All right, kids, we're almost onto an idea. All right, we got the second commercial. The third one's a little iffy, but we got to keep working on it.
This is brilliant, though, man. All of a sudden, people are listening to Rat again.
Yeah, they're back on the charts. People care. That's awesome.
Would they have ever thought? Like, they probably were like, look, at the end of the day, they're probably like, yeah, Geico, you want to use our song and you're going to pay us for it? Man, we haven't really seen that much kind of money since back in the day. We'll take the money. And then all of a sudden, now they're getting record sales because people are going back online to listen to their songs.
And if they care to, maybe they're going to get to go perform places.
Oh, yeah, they're still out. Not right now. They're not out and about. But, you know, they've
been, oh, they were. Okay.
Yeah, they would play like some of the casinos. I think the new original is open for Rat. At one of the shows that we did.
Oh, well, that's fantastic for them, especially if they're still, you know, when we all can get back to normal, that they were still a traveling band.
I'm pretty sure we played with them. It was one of the old school 80s
bands. You know what? It's all those hard drugs and the rock and roll lifestyle. You just can't remember.
Well, I just recall, like, not being allowed backstage. It's like,
wow. We're like, that's old school right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're like, oh, wow, the headliner won't even let us. Like,
damn.
We had a little corner. And there's, you know, the.
Wow, Rat's still.
Got a lot of room.
Yeah.
But that was just their thing.
Rats, like, you know what? I don't care where we are the best, and we are amazing, and you get out of our sight.
Man, yeah, it was all like right. One of those moments you're like, yeah, we are the openers. We're being treated like crap.
Yeah, good job. Headliner.
This is awesome.
Wow. You know what? That's you're a better man than me, because I think I might have been a lot meaner about the whole situation.
I don't like it. Honestly, I don't really care about backstage. Like, I've never been that person that wants to just spend all my time in the back area, because it's just not fun. It's just a bunch of people
can
trying
to flag that.
Be just, cool. They'd rather watch them from the front anyway.
I've always liked watching from the front.
Someone says it's two original members of Rat, singer and bass player.
All right. Well, I mean, look, you at least got somebody.
So, Brad, a good point. You know what you take care of rats with? Poison.
Oh, that's wow. That is a really good second commercial.
And then when things get back to whatever normal is going to be in the future, we could have Geico Fest. And it's all the metal bands that they use in their Geico commercials.
I like this idea. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Really
if you can get enough. If you can get three bands that you can put in your commercials, that's a good show.
You got Rat. Now we've got Poison.
And then Wasp. Yeah.
I don't know if the guy from Wasp is still alive.
All right. Well, this is going to be a problem.
He was in that Decline of Western Civilization Part 2 that was like, that dude was having some troubles.
And then and then the next thing that could come up with it is Scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpions?
Yeah, so you have to get rid of Scorpions next.
Damn.
And maybe they miss a few of their payments, and now the homeowners of that house are now on Skid Row.
Oh, jeez. Wow. And then they form a Motley Crue.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, now we're asking for way too much, because Motley Crue is going to be an expensive commercial.
And they decided to get their insurance back by using Guns N' Roses.
But why the roses?
For the ladies.
Oh, okay. Sounds just as good as anything else.
See, again, I want to say to you and Rev and Danny, you need a board of directors so that they can tell you when it's time to leave the room and they can start executing the ideas.
The texture says they also have a problem with the air quality in their home. It sucks, so they need to have air supply.
Nice. Okay, now we're like we're in a completely different genre. We're
Who going cares?
From metal to yacht rock.
Can we do something with cake? It's like, hey,
we
you
can
know,
just have cake.
We brought okay. cake over.
See,
you
this
know, new
is,
neighbor.
You know when they say there's no such thing?
Yes. Cake does not fit in with this show.
I know, but I'm trying
but
to
But air supply
out.
Does.
I bet air supply would make more sense than cake.
But
I
I'd
love
rather
cake.
Yeah, I'd rather have cake.
You mean cake the food or cake the band?
Yes.
Both. Yes.
I would say that Cake the Food fits into any show. Cake the yeah. Band, I agree with Steve. It's a particular kind of show.
Although, if we have this big concert and then backstage, like, hey, come backstage. We've got catering. If you want in the other room, cake is there. And you go in there and you're all excited because you're going to eat cake. And it's just the band Cake playing an intimate performance for the backstage people.
You have given me an idea for a new commercial.
Which is?
They bought a house and they said there'd be cake. And instead, it's cake playing
perfect.
Music. I like that. That's a good commercial. All right, it's starting to form an idea.
So it says they've already used Europe and Survivor in their commercials in the past.
Yeah, they did the Final Countdown a while back.
Oh, my gosh. Right. This festival is getting better by the
they
minute.
They also, I mean, he's already passed, but they used Eddie Money as well for two tickets.
Oh, that's right, they did. Oh, it's unfortunate that Eddie's not with
us
anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately, but yeah, they've been doing this a while.
Because Eddie was touring, too. He was doing stuff.
Who's the butt rocker at Geico? Is it the Gecko or is it like the actual CEO?
Well, the Gecko is always kind of cool, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Gecko is the butt rocker.
And I figured out when you guys performed with Rat, your new originals.
It was did.
Back like at the Halloween show, I think, November 1st, 2009.
Oh my goodness.
I was dressed as Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Hot Rod.
All right, there you go.
Oh, that was when I realized that I was my girlfriend was a keeper and one day would marry her because I was Roddy Piper for Halloween and she dressed up as the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I remember
awesome.
That.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about your wife now, right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, you still could have a girlfriend that's a keeper. I mean, you just don't know. You know,
no.
This is America, buddy. I mean, you know, we're living in modern times.
I'm sure you could do that in France as well, BJ.
Oh, no, the French don't know how to do anything as good as America.
Man, someone says we got to figure out a way to get Cinderella on this show. Absolutely.
Well.
They play right at right before midnight. Isn't that like with Cinderella and the ball?
That's the pumpkin, yes. Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Oh, and then it ends with the Smashing Pumpkins.
Awesome.
None of this is making sense.
Well, it's a good show. I mean, the bottom line is does it have to make sense if we actually get a good show?
It hits midnight. The pumpkin carriage turns into Billy Corgan.
Yes. There we go. Perfect.
So it says rat, and you use poison to get rid of rat, but then there's an unfortunate accident, and you needed the cure.
Oh,
nice.
I also would like to go back to Rev's idea. I've got a better idea that Steve will enjoy. Instead of the pumpkin turning into Billy Corgan, instead we have Gallagher come out and smash the pumpkin, and then Billy Corgan just emerges.
Boom.
Then we get Gallagher and we get the Gallagher. You know?
Okay, I see
like
what
he
you're
smashes
saying.
A watermelon, he'll smash the pumpkin.
Oh, and then Billy Corgan walks out of the pumpkin.
Boom.
I thought you were saying it turns into Billy Corgan and then he smashes Billy Corgan.
No!
I'm like, where are you going with this?
No, that's not. We don't want to do that to Billy.
We have another suggestion for the backstage catering. You know, you could go into this room and get some cake, or you could also enjoy some meatloaf in the other room.
Yes!
You do not want to enjoy some meatloaf.
You do not wanna with me.
Yeah, you really don't. Yeah, that'd be a great.
You look in my eyes. I am the last person in the world you ever.
Yeah.
Wanna with?
Geico Fest is going to be the greatest festival of all time.
I would just like to say to Meatloaf that when I look in your eyes, you're the last person I want to do anything with. I mean, really, let alone F with. I think maybe so, I don't even want to be six. I don't even want to be socially distant from you, sir.
So you're saying you won't do that?
I won't do that, yes.
How great would it be if Geico Fest sponsored by State Farm? They don't even have the sponsor.
Okay,
rights.
You are crossing the streams on this.
That's
in a way.
The best part.
This is why, you know, this is why you're not a good businessman. You know, but you know what? I like most of your ideas, kid. You really, you know, you got some good ideas, kid. Sponsored by State Farm. And that's what that marketing
room could also have some corn.
Nice.
Oh, good call.
And then with cake, you need some vanilla ice frosting.
Well, listen, and in order to make this whole thing happen, you have to have the right tool.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to be able to get Tool.
Yeah, I don't think Tool's going to work out.
Of all the bands, you think Tool would be the toughest. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's either them or Striper. I don't know. Both of those bands are pretty hard to get.
Yeah. It's tough to get Tool to do anything that Tool even wants to do sometimes. So, yeah.
Oh, so that's a good question, though. Did Top Pot put weed in your donuts?
Probably.
You know, I didn't think of that possibility, but it's been a happy day. So I will say, why not? Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
A phytotoxin is a poison produced from what?
From your dong?
No.
From earth?
No.
To earth.
From water?
No.
Do you remember, Steve? He does not remember.
No idea.
Oh, yes.
I have no clue.
Yeah. It's plants, buddy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you weren't going to remember.
No, I draw a blank.
I wouldn't remember either, actually. I just had to have it in front of me, so.
Oh, we got some scorpion problems, too, at this house.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.